Well, a likely Labor win in the Queensland state election is adding to Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's woes in Canberra, as the Nationals say they need a stronger voice in Canberra to distinguish themselves from the Liberals. Our political editor, Alison Carabine, is in our Parliament House studios. Alison, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Alison, close to an 8% swing away from the LNP in Queensland. Now one federal MP, George Christensen, has already apologised to voters for, quote, letting them down. Where does this leave the coalition's prospects in Queensland at the next federal election, whenever that may be?
Yeah, in a fairly perilous position, Fran. Queensland is always a swing state in federal elections, and the coalition has 8 marginal seats at risk in Queensland. So that's 8 seats held by 5% or less. But all up, if the 8% swing that we saw on Saturday was repeated at the next federal election and was uniform across the state, then up to 10 coalition seats could fall to Labor. So if Queensland goes, so too the Turnbull government, and in a landslide. For his part, however, the Prime Minister was dismissing any suggestion that problems plaguing his government here in Canberra played into this big swing against the LNP in Queensland.
Australians are very smart in the way they go about voting. They know the difference between a state election and a federal election. They know the difference between state issues and federal issues. And that was a state election fought on state issues by competing state leaders.
So that's the Prime Minister campaigning in Bennelong, and he can cite some supporting evidence for that claim that the election was won and lost on state issues. The Financial Review this morning, Fran, has got a hold of some LNP focus group research, which has found that federal issues were not major factors. The bigger problem for the LNP was Tim Nicholls' close ties with the former Campbell-Newman government in Queensland. Nonetheless, this result is reverberating here in Canberra. It has made the coalition all the more jittery about their prospects.
It certainly has. I mean, you're already seeing the Nationals agitating to differentiate their brand from the Liberals, indicating they could be more likely to act independently in Canberra. And we could see that quite soon, Alison. Do you think this Queensland result makes a banking commission of inquiry, for example, all the more likely?
I think that is the inevitable fallout from this result, Fran. Already we are seeing the Nats agitating on a number of fronts. It's not just George Christensen's apology to voters on behalf of the LNP for letting them down, also his touch-up of the Prime Minister to do much better. There's also this growing view that the merger between the Libs and the Nats nearly 10 years ago to create the LNP has flopped. All it's done is cause confusion among voters in Queensland, and the Nationals want to do a lot more to differentiate their brand from the Liberals, not just in Queensland, but also here in Canberra, so federally. And that could start with getting this commission of inquiry into the banks through the Parliament. This will come to a head next week when the lower house is back. George Christensen will almost certainly cross the floor to support the banking bill, maybe one or two other Nationals as well, Fran.
Yeah, well, they need at least two, if not three, to get it up for debate. And Alison, One Nation fizzled in a sense. I mean, it picked up 14% of the vote, which is a bigger slice of the vote than the Greens, for instance, but will probably only win one seat. What has Pauline Hanson achieved other than splitting the Conservative vote?
Well, not much at all. Her big talk of holding the balance of power in Queensland has not eventuated. All she has
And that was
really...
all the talk before the election, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a heck of a lot of momentum behind One Nation, but it all came to naught on the day. All Pauline Hanson has really managed to do is splinter the Conservative vote in Queensland. It hasn't translated into multiple seats, and it's really a repeat of the WA result earlier this year, where One Nation also over-promised but then under-delivered, and the Conservatives lost the election in the process. The decision to preference One Nation and to not rule out a power-sharing deal with Pauline Hanson has backfired badly on the LNP. Now, the LNP's primary vote dived to just 34% in Queensland. Much of it went to One Nation, but the LNP didn't get a strong preference flow back from Pauline Hanson. As Peter Beattie said, its preferences sprayed everywhere. So doing deals with One Nation doesn't work for the Conservative parties in this country. That's what Ron Boswell has been saying for nearly 20 years now. And I think we can take it from the Queensland election result that there won't be any deals at the next federal election.
Alison, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Alison Carabine, our political editor.